all the coach coming to you for opening day for White Sox Park for the start of the 2022 season. And we got this interview for you with Josh Harrison, White Sox second baseman.
Chi-Town, what up, baby?
Coach on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes, and I got the man, Josh Harris. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm good. How about you, Coach?
All right, we're going to introduce you to Chicago audience. You know, you get the locker next to my man, T.A., so that means you're okay.
Oh, yeah. That don't just mean I'm okay. I'm going to let them in. Hey, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. They put me next to T.A., I'm in good company.
Okay. So introduce you to our Chicago audience. Who is J.H.?
Jay Hay is, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, somebody that's going to have fun. I play with energy. I go out and I do what I do. I'm going to interact and bring some energy. That's who I am. And everything else, I'll let them decide for what they want to say. But, you know, I'm going to be me, play hard, have fun. Let's see who I am.
So, you know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You in the big leagues. What was this road like for you to get here?
Definitely ain't easy. But I want to add something to that. A lot of people think the goal is just to get to the big leagues. Yeah, it's hard, but it's harder to stay in the big leagues. So if this is a real goal of kids, don't settle for just getting there. Settle for getting and staying. But that road ain't going to be easy. And I'll be honest, you know, I just celebrated my 10 years of service time on Sunday.
And it went,
and it went fast. And not many people get there. And it's something I don't take for granted because at the end of the day, you know, that shows longevity. It shows that I've done what I'm supposed to in this game as far as, you know, on the field and off the field. Been a good teammate, been a good player. But, I mean, anything worth having is not going to be easy. So sometimes in those tough moments, just keep going.
So who were some of your mentors along the way?
So I got a little different background. My uncle, John T-Bone Shelby, played 11 years in the big leagues, coached for over 40. My oldest brother, Vince, played pro ball for 11 years. He's currently managing high A for the Diamondbacks. Just my whole family background, supportive parents, having that kept me grounded. But, you know, also having the end of my uncle and my brother being exposed to that. As I'm coming up, I'm able to learn things from them that, you know, they had to learn in pro ball. So I learned a lot of useful tools and tips before I got to pro ball, even before I got to college, just based off of, you know, the surroundings I've had.
Some people say this is grown man playing a kid's game. Are you still having fun at this game?
Oh, man, you got to. If you ain't having fun, what's the point of doing it?
So, you know, 10 years in the big leagues, a lot of people don't realize the average life of major league ball player is 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The last 10 years.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And as you said, the road wasn't easy. I dealt with injuries 5 straight years. So it very well could have been, you know, that's all she wrote a couple years ago, but I knew it wasn't. Given that to show that I'm healthy, I still had a lot to offer in the past couple years of proving that.
Coach on the road with J.H. All right, appreciate it.
Appreciate you.